Okay, time to get to it. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And now that I've started talking, I'm wondering if my cat is going to show up. She's upstairs sleeping. But as soon as she hears my voice, she knows, oh, it's time for Dubious Goals Committee, which means time for banky business for kitties. No, not down here yet. We'll see what happens. Oh, yeah. Good tea today. Excellent tea. And hopefully that'll help deal with my sinuses. Oh, I've got sinus issues today. It's raining again today. So we had a nice pressure drop. My head's doing weird stuff. Oh, and look, somebody just walked into the room. Hi, babies. There's my cat sitting over there on the floor. She's just sitting there. She's not coming over here. Apparently, we're not going to do any banky business right now. And that's fine. Yeah, so my head is a little weird. Just due to the weather, the pressure drop, my sinuses are kind of... And that's fun. I don't think it's raining right now. And I think it's actually kind of nice outside, all things considered. I checked my thermometer on my back porch, and it's about 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Ugh. And I'm sitting here watching sports. What sports am I watching? Now, normally you would think, oh, it's Saturday. Tobe is watching football. But no, I'm not actually watching football today. There's no league play. And I'm watching rugby. And I'm watching a great game between two of my favorite teams, Saracens and Harlequins. And look at the new Harlequins jerseys. They're very cool. They're kind of Harlequin-y, but they're a little bit different, and they're black and green. They're kind of cool. The current score is 27-20. My Harlequins are down by one try, and there's less than 2 minutes left in the game. Less than 2 minutes left in the game. God, this tea is good. Oh, yeah. Hot. Can't get enough. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I think there really is football on today. This is one of those international breaks where I think everybody's gearing up for Confederation Cups. I'm not sure, so shouldn't there be... shouldn't there be some of these games on somewhere? Well, I've already checked my... various sports channels. I gotta grab my other remote here. What we need to do is we need to check the Espanol channels. Yeah, here we go. When does this start? Well, this doesn't start for another 2.5 hours. Sweet. It says Football Eliminatorias Eurocopa 2020. Excuse me, 2020. And what do we got here? Jornada 1 del Grupo F, España y Noruega se enfrentan desde Valencia. La Roja busca recuperarse tras una floja campaña en la UEFA Nations League. Los noruegos están... invictos en sus últimos 4 partidos, something. So it's Spain versus Noruega. Who is Noruega? Nicaragua? No, Nicaragua would not be playing in the European Cup, in the Euros, 2020 Euros. No, oh, it's probably Norway. Spain and Norway. That would make sense. Okay. Awesome. So we got that. And we need to check on what channel is the other one. 99? See, here we go. This is apparently a movie. El Futbolista Fenomeno. Un vendedor de cerveza es secuestrado por unos extraterrestres que un otorgan poderes para ser un excelente futbolista. What in the hell? Okay, I don't speak Spanish, but as best as I can tell, this says un vendedor de cerveza, a beer vendor, a seller of beer, es secuestrado, is sequestered por unos extraterrestres. So apparently a beer vendor is sequestered, is stolen, kidnapped. He's been, you know, he's been taken by aliens. Por unos extraterrestres. Que le otorgan poderes, who's something, poderes might have something to do with feet, para ser un excelente futbolista, an excellent football player. So, yeah, I have no idea what's going on, but there's no game, but there's going to be some crazy movie on about a guy who sells beer, aliens, and playing excellent football, so... Maybe we'll have to check that out later. Oh, but will I be around? I'll be around for a while. I got some weird stuff to do today. Got an email from my dad just about 10 minutes ago, saying that my mom wants to have a pizza party tonight, and so yeah, that's what's going on. I will have to go get my dad at about 5, and then we'll go over to the place where my mom is, and then I'm supposed to go get pizza or do something or whatever. I don't know. I do not want to be driving from that place to the pizza place and back at that time of day, though. My God. Oh. Yeah, so anyway, how about some updates? You might be wondering, what are you talking about? What are you even doing? Okay, so let me drink some tea. And I'll give you an update. Right, so, if this is the first time you're hearing any of this, the first thing you need to know is that my parents were in a terrible car accident on the evening of St. Patrick's Day. They were totally, totally smashed by a guy who was going way too fast and ran a stop sign at a four-way stop, hit my parents, who then spun around and hit their bandmate. Everybody's car is totaled. My dad's got a bunch of broken ribs. He's got a dozen broken ribs. My mom's got broken ribs on each side, a broken sternum, a broken knee, and what was thought to be a broken wrist at first, but just a very messed up wrist. My dad is now out of the hospital, but my mom is also out of the hospital. They moved her, yesterday, the day before? And they moved her into a special nursing home that's for, you know, physical rehabilitation. So that's what my mom is doing. She is there. And that's where we're going to be having this pizza party tonight. So that'll be fun. That will be fun. And so that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing for the last few days, last couple of days. I've been driving my dad around, doing various errands and getting all this stuff dealt with. Because, you know, insurance companies have to be dealt with. The car got totaled and taken to the police impound lot. And that's what we did yesterday. I went and grabbed my dad in the late morning and we went around. My dad can't drive because he's on all kinds of pain drugs and stuff that are messing him up, which is kind of funny. It's kind of entertaining because, you know, I don't think my dad's ever been high before. And now he's riding that opioid wave. Ugh, sketchy, scary. So yesterday I went to go get my dad. Then we went a bunch of places. What did we do? We went to the bank to get the car title and stuff. And we went somewhere else. And then we went to the police impound lot. A place where I have never been before. And it was sort of interesting. You know, you walk into this little office. It's all, you know, cinder block type of building. And of course, this is all in the floodplain. This is all in the Papio floodplain. It's right across the street from NTS. And boy, do I have a bunch of shady stories about stuff at NTS. But that's neither here nor there. It's in this great, you know, industrial area of Omaha. That is, you know, in the interstate corridor. I-80... Interstate 80 runs right through Omaha. And if you're not an American, Interstate 80 is one of the main interstates, you know, the highway that runs across America. It's a big one. It's an important one. And so there's a corridor of that. It goes through town. And that's where a lot of industrial stuff in Omaha is. It's this nice industrial corridor around L Street, between L Street and the interstate. Oh, and then to make it worse, this corridor where it crosses the creek. This is some unwanted land, which makes it great for a city impound lot, right? Good tea. So we go into the little building at the impound lot and talk to the lady. But talking to the lady is difficult because she is behind a 30 millimeter thick sheet of bulletproof glass, you know, glass and perspex. And there's no electronics, so, you know, you just sort of have to shout. And I had to sort of laugh. Bulletproof glass, all high security stuff, and it makes total sense. Because everybody is mad when they're at the police impound lot. Yo, you towed my car, it wasn't fair, nah, nah, nah. Yeah, so I can understand needing to be behind bulletproof, you know, glass. And I sat there thinking, what would it take? What would it take to actually put a bullet through that glass? And I sat there, and I sat there, thinking, you know, how can I punch a hole through this? Oh, sure, there's plenty of easy answers. But, you know, I'm talking handgun or rifle. And I've thought about it, and I have thought about it, and I have thought of various combinations, most of which are maybe. some of which are likely. But yeah, you're not doing this with any off-the-shelf ammunition, that's for sure. So anyway, we were sitting there in the place, and finally they call us out. We jump in the car, we follow the guy back into the lot, and we are pulled up next to my parents' totaled minivan, and it is trashed. It's done. It is all gone. Cargo bye-bye. So we opened the car up and grabbed a bunch of stuff out of it, took the license plates off. My dad put the key in the ignition, and the electrics were still working, so he ejected the CDs that were in the CD player, grabbed a bunch of stuff, and we got the hell out of there. Yeah, so that was fun. And then later I picked him up for dinner. We went out to eat and then went over to see my mom. Took her a bunch of stuff my mom wanted. So that was fun. And that's what I have been doing. I have sort of been neglecting my regular duties. Not that you would notice, because Dubious Goals Committee is always going to be aired on my end. And just so you know, if you ever are trying to tune into the Dubious Goals Committee and it does not appear to be on, it's not my fault. I'm streaming the show. The failure lies elsewhere. Isn't that right, Pippa?
Yeah.
Why am I watching this ice skating? Why shouldn't I be checking the weather? Why should I be checking the weather? Well, they do have to go out later. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. It's 48 degrees. Ooh, it's going to get up to 70 degrees on Wednesday. It's going to be windy. That's going to create wind. That's going to create a lot of moving air. More rain tonight expected, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, don't care. La-di-da-di-da. Other things I've been putting off. Because I've been spending my time driving my dad around, and I will be continuing to do that for a while, because it might be a while before my dad can drive. My mom sure can't drive. My mom's going to be in this rehab place for at least 2 weeks. My dad doesn't have a car anyway. But the good news is this does give my dad an excuse to buy a new car. Which I don't really have any confirmation on this, but I sort of secretly think that my dad likes to buy new cars. It doesn't happen very often. In the time that I've known my parents have only bought about 4 or 5 cars. Oh, then there was that one. And maybe 6. And for the last, I don't know, year or so, every once in a while, we've been talking about cars, me and my dad, and he'll be talking about these new minivans that have these new types of transmissions, and they're great, and they get great gas mileage and all this stuff. And so this gives my dad an excuse to go shopping for cars. And yeah, my parents always need a van. My parents always need a minivan of some kind because they need to haul equipment around. You know, who does? I don't understand people who don't have to haul PA systems. I see people and they have like a pickup truck, or they have a small sedan, and it's like, dude, where do you put your PA? And they say, what are you talking about? And then I'm amazed that there's people in this world who do not own public address systems. Yeah, everybody I know owns a PA, and it's a pain in the ass to haul around and unload out of trucks and stuff. So yeah, my parents always need to have a van or a station wagon. We used to have station wagons when I was younger, to haul around, you know, musical instruments and PA equipment and all that fun stuff. So my dad's going to be looking for a new van soon. That'll be cool. And of course, yeah, excuse me. So my dad will have plenty of opportunities to look at vans and assess their gas mileage and what kind of transmissions they have and all these fine details. My dad is very much a gas mileage guy. For as long as I can remember, ever since I was a small child, my dad has kept small notebooks in every car that my parents have owned. And every time he buys gasoline, he logs how many miles he's traveled, how much gas he's purchased at what price, etc., etc. And this way he can easily calculate gas mileage and what he's paying to travel per mile and other various things. My dad is a gas mileage guy. Okay. Now, don't jump to conclusions. Don't jump to the, oh, must be some kind of math nerd kind of guy or a miser. Maybe he's just so thrifty and stingy that he has to keep track of. No, it's not that. It's not that. Because what you don't know about my dad, and what most, a lot of people don't know, is my dad is a racing guy. Trust me, my dad is racing guy. You wouldn't know by looking at him, and he's not going to go around talking about racing. My dad is racing guy, and fuel mileage is very important in racing. Trust me. If you have to come in to get more gasoline on the last lap, somebody else is going to win the race, kids. Gas mileage is very important in racing. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, those race cars, they only get like 1 mile to the gallon of gas. Well, you'd be surprised. They do a little bit better than that. And there is a lot of strategy. A lot of strategy to racing that includes gas mileage. I'm sorry, I've just gotten distracted by my cat who is doing weird stuff with the shoebox. She's getting halfway in it, she's halfway out, she's moving it around. Okay, now she's getting in it. Three legs are now in the shoebox and she's kind of chewing on the edge or something. The hell is going on over there? Okay, now all four legs are in the box. It's official, kitty in the box. Oh, I think there's something behind the box that she's trying to get. There must be a toy mouse or a ball or something back there. Typical. This crazy cat business going on. Good tea, kids. So yeah, that's my job these days. That's going to be my job for a while. Something I did neglect is the hospital did call me to schedule some more physical therapy, but I've personally been so busy, I haven't been able to get back to them. I'll have to remember to call them on Monday and schedule some more physical therapy for myself and try to do it at some time where I'm not hindering the need to drive my parents around. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I do not know how I am going to pull this off. I do not know. And the cat is still flopping around. What are you doing, Pippa? You having fun times? You having some fun kitty business over there? Oh, you got to transact the kitty business? My cat is opening a franchise of her kitty business. Or something. I don't know what's going on over there. Well, that reminds me. I gotta watch some more cat videos. Still watching Lykoi videos. Lykoi cats. Lykoi. You might want to check it out. They're weird. If you like cats, they're cool. If you don't like cats, you might want to check them out because they kind of look like wolves. And if you like wolves and have always wanted one but didn't want to be killed in your sleep, perhaps, you know, a Lykoi cat would be good for you. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. All right. Am I going to be able to go out today? Am I going to be able to go to Harrenhaven or something today? I don't think so. So it looks like I'm going to be hanging around at home, watching movies and stuff. Oh, and look what's on TCM right now. There's Errol Flynn in the Seahawk. A little bit of Claude Rains action there, too. Everybody likes Claude Rains. I know I do. That must be Errol Flynn Day, because coming up next, we got some Kipling. Kim, a young orphan named Kim, played by Dean Stockwell, is employed by Mahbub Ali, played by Errol Flynn. That's not racist or anything. Who's an English spy who masquerades as a horse trader? Kim meets a Tibetan Lama, played by another white guy. Heel. And what's after Kim? Valley of the Kings. So apparently it's not Errol Flynn Day. Because then the Prisoner of Zenda, sweet, Stuart Granger and James Mason. Prisoner of Zenda is kind of messed up. There's something about it that I like, but it's not that good, but it's pretty good. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But yay, it means I get to eat pizza tonight. Mama's Pizza. Mama's Pizza is a local place. I think they have two locations in town, one in Midtown and one way out west. And it's what I like to call Omaha-style pizza, which isn't necessarily a unique type of pizza. But it's not like thin New York, it's not thin New York crust type of pizza. It's not Chicago deep dish. It's just sort of medium thick and medium everything else. It's very medium. But it's pretty good. It's good for the style. It's good sauce. And my mom really likes it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get pizza. And probably some salads. Probably some drinks. And we will haul all of that over to the weird nursing home / rehabilitation center where my mom is, which is sort of a nice place. It's sort of dorky. It's a little too prefab for me, but the people there are cool and it's a good facility. So my mom will be up and running in no time, I'm sure. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. But if I'm not in comm, it's because I'm helping my parents out and stuff. Keep that in mind. I got to get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.